Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. So what is it we know now about Governor Wolf starting his incremental march toward a shutdown, slowdown, call it what you will? But really, schools might be out there. Maybe he was pushed back a little bit by Philadelphia saying they're going to reopen their schools. If he did that this far out, I mean, I'm looking at a story here, New York Times, citing educational risk, meaning how at risk students are. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine say that schools must reopen. The New York Times calls them the prestigious National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. Even though the New York Times would do anything to scuttle this, that's their report today. Yet Rachel Levine and Governor Wolf are considering shutting down schools, among other things. Let's go to State Representative Martina White from Northeast Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Martina, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. Well, when this restaurant bar stuff came down, the one contact tracer that seems to be the gold standard is Dr. Damsker right next to you in Bucks County. And his tracing indicates it's coming from people in Bucks County going to other states or people from other states coming in. It's not specifically geared to restaurants and bars.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Damsker has been doing an incredible job, and the state reps up there, my colleagues, Todd Stevens, Wendy Thomas, Megan Schroeder, Frank Farry, they've been standing up for their communities by making sure that our Department of Health Secretary knows the work that Dr. Damsker's been doing. The fact that they've been able to contact trace so well has been very helpful for their region. But yeah, there hasn't been a single new case that has come from a restaurant. And it's mostly been coming from people who are traveling outside of the state from Pennsylvania when they go outside the state and come home, or other people visiting from out of our state coming in. And so that, you know, let's address the issues where they are sourced from, you know, not attack small businesses and restaurants who've been trying to do their very best to open safely and, you know, work with their communities to make sure that the community feels comfortable coming inside and being able to have a great experience at their location.
Yes, we're told science all the time by Rachel Levine and Wolf. Now, I was told, too, there's a fear that he may be looking at shutting down the schools after all this agita over getting them ready. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I mean, it comes to a point where you just have to question what the decision-making processes are that they're doing. I mean, he's had a haphazard approach from the start. He's opening from county to county, and now he's ordering a statewide closure of certain businesses, even where the numbers haven't spiked. So I think it's causing confusion and it's breeding skepticism. You know, is he really operating on science, or is he just sowing confusion and fear? And there was a rumor that floating around in Harrisburg that he was planning to shut down all schools and not have them reopen in the fall. Just so you're aware, if schools were to shut down, even at the university level, they would have to lay off thousands and thousands of people. Okay, these are real issues that need to be understood, and he can't just unilaterally make these decisions.
Let me challenge that, though. Let me challenge that a little bit,
Martina. That would be a major concern, I think, for families, our young children. They cannot... Right. They have to go back to school, but in making sure that the environment that they're returning to is safe.
Martina, let me challenge that, though. He has exhibited that before, and up until now, despite the best efforts. And look, I'm in the camp to think that you guys, by and large, I might have done some different things. I think you would be more aggressive, too, maybe early on with this guy. But by and large, Republicans have put out an all-out battle to curtail this capricious sort of reasoning that he has. But he's done it, and he's gotten away with it in his mind up until now. So what is it that – the only thing I can see done is politically, Democrats that are not in safe districts, are up for election during this cycle, aren't they the force that can calm this guy down a little bit?
Well, look, you know, Dom, you can't take politics out of politics, right? I mean, every decision that a political figure makes eventually results in politics, right? So people have the right to vote, and they have many other constitutional rights that have been, you know, in my opinion, violated or on the brink of being, you know, a problem for people. And people have to stand up. They have to speak out. They have to call their elected officials. And when they don't get an answer, when their public officials are not picking up the phone, during a time of crisis in our Commonwealth, they need to get out and vote in November. November 3rd is the election. Please exercise your rights, because you cannot afford to have them be trampled on.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about that, too, in Philadelphia. I have high hopes, and I know in my mind, and I don't want to draw you in to say anything, but in my mind, you are the force that is going to rejuvenate the Republican Party, particularly in this election. And I'm talking not just local, but the presidential election. And if people are interested in that, that they see hope now, and they realize that Pennsylvania ultimately, when all is said and done, is going to be close. By close, I mean under 30, 40,000 votes like the last time, one way or another. What do they do? How can they participate?
Well, first off, if they want to get involved in the Republican Party of Philadelphia, they can go to phillygop.com and click on the button to volunteer. You can fill out the form, and you will have a person from our team will reach out to them to make sure that they are getting involved. There's going to be a couple offices across the city opening up for the federal race. The Philly GOP is really growing. We have a number of people who are registering Republican. If you have not yet registered to vote, you should go on to phillyvotes.com and get registered. You definitely, you know, I prefer that you register Republican, but look, you should definitely just get registered, make sure that you're voting, make sure that you're informed on the people you're voting for. That's the key. If you see that your public officials are not doing the right thing by you and your family, then it's time to make a change. I'm here. I've been able to, you know, be present for a few, I guess, like 5 years now in this district representing Northeast Philadelphia and Harrisburg, and it is a true honor to do so. I'm obviously up for re-election this year. Every state rep across the Commonwealth is up for re-election. So if you think that your state elected officials are not doing their job, you can go on phillygop.com. You can see all of our candidates from across the city. We have several great candidates from John Nungesser, Lisa Goldman Riley running against Pam Delisio. John Nungesser is running against Joe Hohenstein. You know, these are all great people. Aaron Bashir running against Kevin Boyle. We need people who are going to actually stand up and speak out for their constituents and actually be present in times of crisis, not absent.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you very, very much. Thanks for the great work, as always.
You got it. Thank you, Dom. You take care, you guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.